This November, voters in North Carolina will decide whether felony defendants should have the opportunity to decide whether they want a judge or jury to decide their case. Jeff Welty is an associate professor in the School of Government at UNC, and he's been studying the potential implications this constitutional amendment may have on the state. He joins me now to talk about it. Thanks very much for being here.
Absolutely.
So 49 other states in this country already have this provision, which allows felony defendants to choose whether they'd like a judge or jury trial. Why has it taken North Carolina so long to address the issue?
One reason, I think, is that our appellate courts have interpreted the state constitution as requiring a jury trial and foreclosing the possibility of a bench trial or a trial before a judge. So whereas other states could allow for bench trials just by changing their statutes, we have to have a constitutional amendment. So there's a roadblock that we have to this procedure that isn't present in other states, and that might explain why we're late to the party.
And would this apply to all felony cases?
It would not apply to capital cases in which the death penalty is sought. But in all other felony cases, defendants would be able to choose whether to have a bench trial before a judge or a jury trial, as is the case now.
You mentioned that it will be the voters of North Carolina who will decide whether this constitutional amendment goes through ultimately. But it has gained strong support from the North Carolina House and Senate.
Right. It passed overwhelmingly in the General Assembly with just a single dissenting vote. So if that's some indication of the political tides, then the amendment may well pass in the fall.
The School of Government at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill has just come out with a study looking at the potential implications of this amendment. What have you found that advocates say will be the potential implications?
I think those who are in favor of the amendment cite two main reasons. The first is the potential for efficiency. Bench trials can be quicker than jury trials because you don't have to pick a jury and evidence can be introduced in a more streamlined fashion. And the second argument is that in some cases, a defendant who's charged with a very odious crime or who has a long criminal record may not get a fair shake before a jury and may have a better chance at a fair outcome before a judge.
And what about those that say this will have negative implications?
Well, there are a couple concerns there, too. One is that if it becomes possible for defendants to waive their right to a jury trial, they might be pressured to do so, that prosecutors in a quest to move cases may overly encourage defendants to waive that right. And then the second concern is almost the flip side of that, and that is that some defendants, those with politically connected lawyers, for example, might get unreasonably favorable treatment from a judge. And there's some support from that in a federal study, a study of federal trials that found that judges acquitted defendants at about three times the rate that juries did. So there's at least some reason for prosecutors to be concerned that that might stack the deck a little bit in favor of defendants.
So you looked at the advocates of this and those that do not favor this. But what do you find if it is passed? Were you able to look at what kind of an impact this might actually have?
Well, we're speculating a little bit or extrapolating from what other states have found. But our guess is that about 15% of defendants would end up waiving their right to a jury trial and choosing a bench trial instead. And maybe that would have some efficiency gain because that portion of trials would happen a little bit faster. But I don't think it's likely to save a large amount of money in the court system. Whether it results in any of the negative effects that we were just talking about, that remains to be seen.
Because if we're only dealing with such a small portion of the cases here, it's not really going to help streamline the process or move things quicker.
That's right. We're not talking about civil cases at all. We're not talking about misdemeanor criminal cases. And we're only talking about a small percentage of felony cases. And there's also a possibility that instead of coming from the ranks of defendants who would otherwise have chosen a jury trial, that some of the defendants who want a bench trial would be defendants who would otherwise have pled guilty, which is, of course, even faster and more efficient. So it's not clear that there will be a benefit in terms of efficiency. But like I said, we'll just have to see.
Well, thank you very much for speaking about it.
My pleasure.
Jeff Welty is an associate professor in the School of Government at UNC. This November, North Carolina voters will decide whether to approve a constitutional amendment that would allow felony defendants to decide whether they want a judge or jury to hear their trial. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.